Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir b'siyata d'shmaya. This is the ninth shir, Rambam Hilchos Melachim, Perek Vav, Halacha Dalid, and this is the second series, and we've already seen Neflos Mitoras Hashem. Now we will continue the Yisorat Dvarim, is that the obligation of the seven nations in Eretz Yisrael is to become Gerei Toshav, and in that way, they can save their lives because now they have a new chalos of being a different people. They're no longer considered members of the Shevamin, whereas outside of Eretz Yisrael, those seven nations, there's no chiyuv gavra, there's no chiyuv misa atzmi, and the goyim there, so there it's enough that they're not over the avodah zara. According to the Rambam, Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs, but not that there has to be Mamasha Chalos Shem Gil Toshav. So we were marich in this. I hope that you heard the earlier Shiurim. And now we will continue B'siyata D'Shmaya. V'yasa Shapir Gamkein Masha Kasvu Kol HaRishonim L'daitam. And also now we can understand what all the Rishonim who wrote that Gambe Eretz Yisrael Mahani Tshuva, not like Rashi. Rashi says in Eretz Yisrael, Tshuva is ineffective because they're doing Tshuva Meira. And therefore the Gerus Toshav is not a sincere one. But the other Rishonim say no, in Eretz Yisrael they can do Tshuva. Eretz Yisrael Mahani Tshuva, in Eretz Yisrael they could be Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs. In the Sugya we saw in Sota 35b, that only the Kenainim in Chutz La'aretz can do tshuva, not the Kenainim in Eretz Yisrael. And the answer is, the gam l'daitam midin Kenainim shebe Eretz Yisrael de mahani tshuva al yidei chalos ger toshav. That even according to them, from the din of Kenainim in Eretz Yisrael, that tshuva is effective through the chalos ger toshav, we can learn from there, and that's the yisod that we saw in the previous year. We're deriving from the pasuk about Eretz Yisrael, lo yalamdu eschem, that tshuva is effective in Eretz Yisrael, but it's only going to be effective in Eretz Yisrael if they have a chalos ger toshem ger toshav. As mevoar, as mikach, if shar limod, then chutz la'aretz, tshuva alone is enough. They don't have to mamish become gerei toshav. Aval zeh nilmad me'adin be'eretz Yisrael, shebetshuva be'eretz Yisrael mo'ila, gam b'chutz la'aretz, rak ha'baya. שבארץ ישראל, אם הם נשארים שבע אומויסיס, יש להם חיוב מיסה, אז לא יעזור כלום. אז צריך פשוט לשנות, לא יעזור כלום, יעזור! אבל צריך לשנות את השם שבע אומויס. And that's by becoming גרי תושב. But in חוץ לארץ, that's not necessary, as long as they're מקבל למצווה, זה מספיק. אז מבואר מארץ ישראל, שבחוץ לארץ, מהני על ידי תשובה גרידה. כמו שאמרנו, שאין חיוב מיסה בעצם, there's no חיוב מיסה בעצם, in חוץ לארץ, therefore it's enough to accept the Sheva Mitzvahs, or to do Tshuva. V'lo pligi el al ma shekosuv Rashi d'beret Yisrael mekabel l'chalos ger toshav. Aval kanal l'kulei alma b'eret Yisrael boi chalos ger toshav. So, as nekudat ha-machloket im Rashi, she-Rashi sover, she-ein mekabel l'chalos ger toshav b'eret Yisrael. Tainu she-beret Yisrael, we don't accept them to be ger toshav because their gerus is not going to be sincere. Aval kanal kulei alma b'eretz Yisrael boi chalos ger toshav. But like we said, everybody holds that in Eretz Yisrael we require, in principle, a chalos ger toshav. And in chutz la'aretz it's enough b'zayin mitzvahs b'kabbalah greide. They just have to be mekabel b'zayin mitzvahs. They don't need a special chalos. V'al zeh ne'emar tshuva b'chutz la'aretz b'geder tshuva bilvad. So the tshuva in chutz la'aretz is just a tshuva without a chalos ger toshav. And that's what the Gemara says in Eretz, in Chutz La'aretz, they could do tshuva without a chalos ger toshav. But this is derived from Yisodo Mizeh, Sheberetz Yisrael, Ein Horgin U'Mekabel L'Gerei Toshav. Because in Eretz Yisrael, we're Mekabel Gerei Toshav through their tshuva. Therefore, the Torah writes the din about Eretz Yisrael, but from there we can derive Chutz La'aretz. Now, the Das HaRamban, Das HaRamban, the Zayin Amin have to be Mekabel the Zayin Mitzvahs. Das HaRamban, they don't have to be Mekabel Zayin Mitzvahs. So why then do they need Tshuva in Chutz La'aretz? Nevertheless, the Ramban, we're talking about the Zayin Am in Chutz La'aretz. In other words, in Chutz La'aretz, they don't require Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs. So why then do they need to do tshuva according to the Ramban? Talking about the Shiva Amim in Chutz La'aretz, the answer is, the Ramban writes in his Perush al Torah, She'achakach vadei kofim otam. Mekayim Zayin Mitzvahsim lo osim pe'em mishpatim. That the Shiva Amim in Eretz Yisrael, where they're coerced to keeping the Shiva Mitzvahs, and if not, they're punished. And then that it says that if they do tshuva, we accept them. In other words, they're only killed if they served Avodah Zarah. In other words, the Shiva Amimin are only killed if they serve Avodah Zarah. Aval mitzad kinayinim she'enam gerei toshav enam ne'arogim. But because they're not gerei toshav, they're not killed. In other words, in Chutz La'aretz. In Chutz La'aretz, just the fact that they're not Geri Toshev is not enough to kill them. The fact that they're Kenainim is not enough to kill them. It's only if they're of the Avodah Zarah. V'umi afusa dikra she'beretz Yisrael mahani ger Toshev shelo lahorga. So that's where we learn from the Pasuk that in Eretz Yisrael they could become Geri Toshev. And in Melech Chutz La'aretz, they don't have to be a Makabel design mitzvahs. But they do have to do tshuva. They just do have to make sure that they're not going to be Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Just like if they're Ovdei Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael, they're killed, so too in Chutz La'aretz. But not because in Chutz La'aretz they're not Geri Toshev. In Eretz Yisrael, they're killed just by the fact that they're not Geri Toshev. They have to be mekabel upon themselves to be Geri Toshev. And then if we find them being Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they're killed, and so too in Chutz La'aretz. If we find them being, that's why they have to do tshuva. If we find them being Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they're killed. But not because they're not Geri Toshev. In Chutz La'aretz, they don't have to be Geri Toshev. They have to be mekabel upon themselves not to serve idols, and that's enough to kill them. And that's enough to save their lives. But according to the Ramban, they don't need Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs as long as in Chutz La'aretz they're not of the Avodah Zarah. It doesn't write this explicitly. This deriving from the Ramban together with the Gemara that in Chutz La'aretz there's tshuva, and the tshuva is either Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs or not to be of the Avodah Zarah. But not that they have to be Geirei Toshev in Chutz La'aretz, only in Eretz Yisrael. וזה אפשר לפרש את דברי תוספות התמוהים מאוד בעבודה זרה בדף חף. בדיבור המתחיל, דאמר קרא, בתחילת הדף במסכת עבודה זרה, בדף חף. בדיבור המתחיל, דאמר קרא. תוספות דנו שם בכמה פסוקים. בפסוק לא תחנם, פסוק לא תחיה כל נשמה. Minalan de Mairi b'Zayin Amimin. How do we know that it's talking about the Zayin Amimin? So among others, Tosis talks about the Pasuk of Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama. How do you know Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama is talking about the Zayin Amimin? Maybe it's talking about anybody who's in Eretz Yisrael. And Lav Dafka the Zayin Amimin. Because it says in the Pasuk, רק מהעמים, הרי העמים האלה אשר השם לוקח נותן לך נחלה, לא תחיה כל נשמה. אז נשמה פיקי, כל נשמה. You see, it's yisod, that you're not having מחיי נשמה, not letting one live, but who says that it's talking about דווקא the שבעה עמים? Maybe it's anybody in Eretz Yisrael. So the answer is, says Tosfos, that by other nations, it says, Vayulcha lamas v'avaducha. It says that they're here to serve you. So obviously then this is talking about the seven nations. So Memela, what's left? What's left is the Zayin Amimin. כי תגרב לי לוחם אלו בקורס אלה לשלום. ואם שלום תן חופץ חולך. והכל נמצא בה יהיו להם בחלמץ ועבדוך. It's talking about the other nations. So by them it says, יהיו לך למץ ועבדוך. So ממילא לא שחי כל נשמה is talking about שבעה ממין. Frag the Sefer Dina Dechaye in Essen Kuf Yud Ches, what do we need to come out of this for? From here, there's no raya l'shitas that Bakasha Shalom we have by the Zayin Amin as well. If you look at the Masa V'tuch, it's talking about the Zayin Amin. There also there's Bakasha Shalom. V'yayim Shalom Tancha, ufas chalach. V'yakol Aminim Tzaba, yuluch al Masa V'avaducha. So that's talking about the Sheva Amin as well. So what's the raya from that? For the Pasuk, v'yuluch al Masa V'tuch, it's about the other nations, so let's chay kol Shem, it's talking about Sheva Amin. V'yuluch al Masa V'tuch, it's also אם כן, ויהיו לך למאס גם בהוא הירי. וכמו שכסו כן בתויסס, בגידן, ודף מבוב עמד א' דיבר מאסקל קייבן. ושיטס הרמבן והרמבן בזה, right? We learn. The sheet of תויסס, רמבן, רמבן. That the שבע אמן is also בקושה שלום. How did the Beatles do have it? All we're saying is give peace of chance. Na, 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 na. Lived across the street from me, John Lennon. Still remember the night he was killed. ומייקר הקרא, דכתיב, והיה אם לא תשלים, רק הנושם והטף, אך כך רק מאור הילבים, לא שחי כל נשם, ומפורש, ולא שחי עוזר רק על שבעה ממן. אז יש דרך אחרת להוכיח. למה תוספות אמרו את הדרך הזאת, שהדרך היא מופרכת, או מופרכת, יש דרך אחרת להוכיח. How can we prove that the pasuk of לא שחי כל נשם is talking about the שבעה ממן? Because it says, if they don't make peace, then leave the ladies and the children alive. And then, rak me'or me'me'e lo sechaya kol neshama. So, it must be lo sechaya is talking about the Sheva Amimin. Because it says that you kill everybody. In other words, when we're talking about the other nations, that's when you wage war against the other nations, after you opened up with peace, so then leave everybody alive. But it already said about the other nations that you leave the women and children alive. Since it says about them, you leave the women and children alive. So then Pshita, that when it says here, Lot Sechai Kol Neshama, it's talking about the Sheva Amimin. Because about the Sheva Amimin, they don't leave the women and let the women and children stay alive. So why doesn't Tosis bring from there? Bring from Bakasha Shalom. Bakasha Shalom is by the Zayin Amimin as well. Would have been better to bring from the pasuk that the other nations, if they don't make shalom, then leave the women and children alive. But rak me'arem eile, lo sechaya kol neshama. Ashenkin the shivamin. About them, lo sechaya kol neshama. What's the pshat in Tosis? Why doesn't Tosis bring from the chilek between killing, leaving the nashim, the taf alive, which is by the other nations, and the shivamimin, which is killing everybody? So that shows the los chai kol nesham is going to Afghan the shivamim, not by the other nations. But again, if you look at the masav avaducha, could be talking about the shivamim as well. As shalom al kach, shahavimina shel Tosis he sheinot talui b'zayin amim and dafka. What was Tosis thinking? The havimina. That it's not totally in the Zayin Amin, it's totally in the arm, in the difference between arm Krovos and arm Rechoikos. Arm Krovos, Leisachaya Kol Neshama. Arm Rechoikos is what? You leave the women and children alive. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, that's the Havamin of Tosfos. In Eretz Yisrael, Lo Sechaya is talking even about if they're not of the seven nations, again, the Havamin of Tosfos. V'adarabba, Tosfot kan sovrim kedat the Tosfos begitten, that the din of Bakasha Shalom is even in Eretz Yisrael, like we see from the Pashtus of the Pasuk, as Tosfos proves, that the din Bakasha Shalom is even in Eretz Yisrael. Achein kanal, ein ze al ha'idecha lo izkir toshav. But how is it possible that you're asking Shalom in Eretz Yisrael? Answer is only if they have a chalos ger toshev. and therefore they're not considered members of the Zayin Amamin. Chayin im hayaze din al kol akum sheberetz Yisrael. But if it would be a din on every guy in Eretz Yisrael, and it's not totally what nation they're a member of, sof sof he's a guy, and the din ger toshev wouldn't work. In other words, why does the ger toshev, the shem ger toshev, work? Because then you're not a member of the seven nations anymore. You're still a guy, but you're not a member of the seven nations. A ger toshev makes you a different status that you're no longer a member of that nation. But you're still a guy. As im ze ayah din, I'll call goy sheberetz Yisrael, and it's not totally in the shame umma. So sof sof he's a guy. And then the din ger toshev shouldn't work. Parenthetically, when the Rambam writes in Hilchos Akum in the 10th parak, that a ger toshev b'chol ha'umos is allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael, there it's telling the din Ovid Avodah Zarah. And a ger toshev is not an Ovid Avodah Zarah. So therefore that's enough. But as far as here we're talking about killing the goyim b'chlal, killing other non-Jews, it's not telling in the shame where they're Ovid Avodah Zarah. It's telling the fact that they're members of the other nations. So therefore the ger toshev is a good help. Why does the ger toshev help? Only to make it that they're not a member of this nation anymore, the Sheva Amimit. וזהו שכתבו התוספות, לא תחיה כל נשמה לגלוק מבישאר אומויס, כל שם בארץ ישראל. So Tosfos says, you can't say that לא תחיה כל נשמה is talking about the other nations that are in Eretz Yisrael, like in the Havamina. In the Havamina we thought they were talking about the other nations in Eretz Yisrael. And now in the Maskana we know, because it's Arim Kroivois, Eretz Yisrael is Arim Kroivois, so therefore you have to kill כל נשמה. As onim tosvot, masbirim tosvot, that it can't be that lo sechaya kol neshama is talking about the other rooms in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Ki hare katuv bapasuk vehayu lecha lemas v'avaducha u'mahani al zeh din ger toshav. It says that they are we're going to work for you. They're going to be your slaves. They're going to give you tribute. And therefore, if they are ger toshev, then that's going to be vayelch alamas vavaducha. And that's only because their chiyuv is medin zayin amimin. So you can't say los chayi kol neshama is talking about the other nations, because the other nations is vayelch alamas vavaducha, and the seven nations also, if they become ger toshev, they're also going to be vayelch alamas vavaducha. Because they have a din zayin amimin, now they're no longer, whether they have a ger tosh, din ger tosh, they're no longer going to be chayiv misa, they have a din of yulach alamas vavaducha. In other words, because that's what we're saying, that the whole din of bakash shalom in Eretz Yisrael is only to become ger toshav. V'imken v'shev amimin. V'imken mizeh she'achiyuv ha'miyuchad she'lo yisachaya einu ela b'zayin amimin. So it must be that this chiyuv lo yisachaya is only talking about the zayin amimin. It can't be talking. That's how we proved for Ve'yulach HaLamas V'Avaducha. So what did the Dina Dechai ask? He said, don't prove for Ve'yulach HaLamas V'Avaducha, because that's talking about making Shalom with them. That applies even by the Zayin Amimin. So don't say, since that Pasuk of Ve'yulach HaLamas V'Avaducha is talking about this, is talking about the other nations, so it must be L'Schai Kol Nesham is talking about the Zayin Amimin. In fact, the Dina Dechai, Bakash Shalom, is by the Zayin Amimin as well. The answer is no. There's no such thing as Bakasha Shalom by Zayin Amin. The Rishonim would say this Bakasha Shalom by Zayin Amin is because they took upon themselves to become Geri Toshav. And once they took upon themselves to become Geri Toshav, then what? Then they're no longer members of the Zayin Amin. So that we can prove that, so when it says about the other people, Losechaya Kol Neshama, that's talking about the people who weren't Makabla upon themselves to be Geri Toshav. Those Zayin Amin who weren't Makabla upon themselves to be Geri Toshav. רק מאורים העמים האלה אשר השם הוקח הנוסן לך נחלה לא יסחיה כל נשמה, only from these cities, meaning, can't be talking about the regular goyim, because by regular goyim, we have, that you make peace with them, ויהיו לך למס ועבדוך. And that includes the Sheva Amimin, who become members of the regular goyim. by becoming Eirei Toshev. And Memeila, since that pasuk of Ve'yulcha Lamas V'Vaducha is talking even about the Zayin Umos, who made peace only because they became Eirei Toshev, so it's Muchach then, that when it says Rak Merah Me'Emeila, it's not talking about the other nations, it's talking Dafka about the Zayin Amim, and who didn't become Eirei Toshev. But then we say Losachaya Kol Neshama. So Tosef's proof was a good proof. He says, it must be, this pasuk must be Losachaya, must be talking about the Sheva Amim. Because about the other nation says Yulcha Lamas V'Vaducha. Fractedina Dechai, excuse me, but Yulcha Lamas V'Vaducha is talking about the Zayin Amim as well. The answer is Enochinami, it's talking about the Zayin Amim as well, but only if they became Eirei Toshev. And Me'ela Tzmuchach, but if they didn't come Eirei Toshev, then Rak Merah Me'ela, Asher Hashem Lokach. So the second you're not a member of the Zayin Amim, and then you're not killed. And therefore, when it says Me'rakmei Arei Amim Me'ela from these close cities, in the cities of Eretz Yisrael, it's talking dafka about the Zayin Amim in these cities who remain Zayin Amim. And about them we say Losachaya Kol Neshama. So this stems with their shita in Gittin that you're Shaul B'Shalom, the Zayin Amim in Eretz Yisrael. But again, that's only because they're becoming Eirei Toshev. But if they don't become Eirei Toshev, then they have a chiyuv misa. Al Zayin Amimin, Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama. That's what this pasuk, the pasuk Tav Zayin, is talking about. So in the Havimin, we thought it was dependent on the cities. The Maskana, we see, no, it's not dependent on the cities, because look, you're making peace with, in other words, it's dependent on the cities, and it doesn't matter who's in the city. The close cities, you kill everybody, and the far cities, you let everybody live. And we say, no, it's not true. It's not dependent on the cities. Because the other nations, it says, Ve'yulcha Lamas V'Vaducha. And that implies even to Eretz Yisrael. Ve'yulcha Lamas V'Vaducha, if we're talking about the Zayin Amimin. Also Ve'yulcha Lamas V'Vaducha. But only if they become non-Zayin Amimin. So it's all talui in Zayin Amimin or not Zayin Amimin. It's not talui in Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael is talking Zayin Amimin, not Zayin Amimin. If they're in Eretz Yisrael and you're Me'amim Eli, you're from members of the Zayin Amimin, then Lo Yisachaya Kol Neshama. And the Raya is, and it can't be talking about the non-Zayin Amimin, because with that, about them we have Yulcha Lamas V'Vaducha, which includes the Zayin Amimin who became Eirei Toshev. But the Zayin Amimin don't become Eirei Toshev, then they're killed. So B'siyata D'Shmaya, we have advanced Baruch Hashem in this sugya and concluded our ninth shir. It's interesting to note the Tosis and Yevamos of Chof Gimel Amid Aleph, the Ramaskel Ahu, that proves that it's talking about the Shiva Umos, the Lo Sechaya from a different source. But Al Kol Panim, we have been zocha to conclude this offering, and we still have to talk about the Machlokes in Rashi and Ramban, Gevaldik, so that's coming attraction, something to look forward to, and we still have more to talk about, B'siyata D'Shemaya, before we start, we still have Baruch Hashem. Harbeh harbeh ma ledaber, v'yeh Bezrat Hashem. יהיה מתוק מאוד. אז תודה שהייתם עמנו, ובעזרת השם, בלי נדר, נמשיך. שלום, שלום, אהובה, ידידיי מורי ורבותיי.